Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Glad you're here. It's Friday at long last. I say at long last, but, you know, inevitably it seems to have the same amount of difference between Fridays. Seems like it's 7 days every time, but maybe that's just me. No, I always enjoy being here on Friday, and we've had a very fun and action-packed week, a lot of great guests, a lot of great information, and I hope that we had a lot of great phone calls. Well, I know we did, but I know that, you know, a lot of people on certain nights, you know, I know it's hard to get in. I've heard from you, I couldn't get in, or I know we've had to strand people on the phone line, so I apologize for that because we've had such a lengthy visit from so many of the guests this week. We are guest-free tonight. Okay, so be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And inevitably, it is the 20th of April. It is the anniversary of Columbine. It is also Adolf Hitler's birthday. So these things are going to be up there. Mostly insofar as to say about the Columbine situation. And we had speculated on that last night, saying that this was really going to be hot topic, given the fact that we had a shooting on Monday of catastrophic proportions and nonstop, pointless media coverage. Congratulations, mainstream media. You've made yourself a nuisance again. Well, I have probably, gosh, I don't even know. I walked in here with probably 100 stories just about Monday's incident and some corresponding stories I think you should know about. And I will go through them here tonight. Now, I know you've had your fill of this subject. We covered it quite extensively Monday. Maybe you've had your fill of the Columbine connections and just school shootings in general. But, yeah, I know. I've got that one, too. You're right. The whole NASA thing and another shooting. It's just, and this follows a whole week of not just shootings, but threats of shootings and threats of bombings and school, bizarre school situations and responses to things. It's really been an amazingly interesting week. And interesting, I'm not necessarily saying that's a good thing. Like the old Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times. Yeah, it's been an interesting week, that's for sure. So we're going to cover this quite in depth here tonight, if only because if you're like me, you tend not to watch the mainstream media. You tend to just maybe glance at it periodically to hear about things. For example, Monday when the whole shooting had taken place, I watched it for several hours to try to get a feel for things. Then I turned it off because they had nothing new. Nothing new. So if you haven't watched the 24/7 coverage for the last week, well, I'll give you the highlights, the lowlights, and all the information that maybe you missed or maybe you avoided or maybe you didn't feel like sitting through hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of coverage simply to get one little tiny bit, one little tiny factoid of relevant and pertinent and important information to you. So I have done the work for you. And, of course, everything will be sourced, and I'll tell you exactly where you can go to find such stories if you are compiling a new segment for yourself, either to prove a point or to be cognizant of certain things or whatever the case may be. But inevitably, there are a lot of ramifications of this already, and things are coming out, and I've sort of been collecting it all week long, so yeah, here we go. We'll do this here tonight. Oh, boy. And there's plenty of other news as well. I usually say hundreds of stories. I would say at this point they've built up to virtually thousands of, but we'll see where we go tonight. You are, however, more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts. Now, I've got everything sort of collated into these, I think, logical segments. And at the end of each logical segment, we'll get phones if there's anybody waiting. If there's not, then we'll continue with the next segment, and that's how we're going to do it, because I don't like to break up the news segments, but have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 segments here in front of me, specifically on this situation, which address different angles, different perspectives from different days, and different actions and times that maybe you've heard about, maybe have not. Stay with us, my friends. It should be an interesting show. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's coming. How to protect your wealth against this loss of purchasing power. Let the Republican Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. Put the power of gold to work for you, and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel Well, Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trade Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved site today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898. Lock in the power of gold.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Metzen, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could really walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metal at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Assistance is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.intitydebtoptions.com.
Listening to Friday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio Friday, of course, April 20th, the anniversary of Columbine. We're going to talk about that here. First, the Wikipedia reading of this, their interpretation. It says the Columbine High School massacre occurred on Tuesday, April 20th, 1999, at Columbine High School in unincorporated Jefferson County, Colorado, near Denver and Little. Two teenage students, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, carried out a shooting rampage, killing 12 students and a teacher, as well as wounding 24 others before committing suicide. It is the third deadliest shooting in United States history, with after the 2007 Virginia Tech massacre, which happened, of course, Monday, and the 1966 University of Texas massacre, which we also talked about on Monday. The Columbine School massacre is the fourth deadliest school-related killing in the United States history, behind the 1927 Bath School disaster, which we'll talk about in the future. The massacre provoked debate regarding gun control laws, the availability of firearms in the United States, and gun violence involving youth. Much discussion also centered on the nature of high school cliques, subculture, and bullying, as well as the role of violent movies and video games in American society. So a lot of things going on there. Too much bullying, too much cliquish behavior, too many guns, too many violent movies, too many violent video games. We still hear those excuses today, almost, 8 years now later. So, anyway, very interesting. It goes on to say several of the victims who were portrayed as having been killed for their religious beliefs became a source of inspiration to others, and some lamented the decline of religion in public education and society in general, often blaming the tragedy on insufficient government endorsement of religion. Another angle. I mean, you're seeing, all of this. Obviously, we've had school shootings before and since, but really, Columbine got a lot of attention because it was going down live on television. That's really the main thing. So what I'm getting at here is you look at all these things are still being talked about today, these things are still an issue today, and they continue to be brought up by various people. We'll get into that. The shooting also resulted in an increased emphasis on school security, moral panic aimed at goth culture, social pariahs, and the right to bear arms, the use of pharmaceutical antidepressants, teenagers, violent films, teen internet use, and violent video games, and of course not mentioned here, but also music. So, Columbine changed a lot for us, didn't it? And it continues to of course, have each and every one of those issues addressed, especially by the politicians. Well, this is what happened with the NASA situation earlier today. From the AP, a NASA contract worker took a handgun inside an office building Friday at the Johnson Space Center and fatally shot a hostage before killing himself, police said. A second hostage escaped with minor injuries. He was able to take a snub-nosed revolver past NASA security and barricade himself in the building, which houses communications and tracking systems for the shuttle. NASA spokesman Doug Peterson said he would review its security. You think? To enter the Space Center, workers flash an ID badge as they drive past a security guard. The badge allows workers access to designated areas. The slain hostage, a man who was shot in the chest, was probably killed, quote, in the early minutes of the whole ordeal, said police captain Dwayne Reddy. A second hostage, a woman, escaped after being bound to a chair with duct. The gunman, an employee of Jacobs Engineering of Pasadena, California, shot himself once, in the head. More than 3 hours after the standoff began, police said. Initial reports indicated two shots were fired about 1:40 p.m. and another shot was heard about 5 p.m. So, indicating that the victim here was shot twice at the beginning of the thing, and then, of course, one shot heard at 5 p.m. and the hostage taker, perpetrator, found dead, shot once in the head. None of the people involved was immediately identified, and anyway... I bring it for a number of reasons, obviously because it does connect to some degree with what we're talking about here tonight. And secondly, I bring it up because, of course, the anniversary. And thirdly, I bring it because this is an engineering firm. Now, why? What's the connection there? Well, obviously, the bomb threats that were called in at Virginia Tech University were to the engineering buildings. The connection? I don't know. But here's what it says. Jacobs Engineering provides engineering for the International Space Station, Space Shuttle, and other spacecraft programs, and conducts research and development of new technology, but doesn't say what that technology is for. In 2005, the company received a five-year contract with the Space Center worth up to $1.5 billion. So lots of money in that whole thing. This is the story of the Battle disaster, which maybe you've heard of, maybe you have not, from Wikipedia. The Bath School disaster is the name given to three bombings in Bath Township, Michigan, on May 18, 1927, which killed 40 people and injured 58. So when they say that the Virginia Tech shooting was the greatest, not greatest, but biggest shooting disaster in U.S. history, they're right, because this was not necessarily, well, it's a different situation, honestly. I mean, obviously, it still occurred at school and people still died, but it wasn't a gun that was used. It was explosive. But here's the story. Most of the victims were children in second to sixth grades attending the Bath Consolidated School. Their deaths constitute the deadliest act of mass murder in a school in U.S. history. The perpetrator was school board member Ann Kehoe, who was upset by property tax been levied to fund the construction of the school building. He blamed the additional tax for financial hardships, which led to foreclosure proceedings against farm. These events apparently provoked Kehoe to plan his attack. On the morning of May 18th, Kehoe first killed his wife, then set farm buildings on fire. As firefighters arrived at the farm, an explosion devastated the north wing of the school building, killing many of the people inside. Kehoe used a detonator to ignite dynamite and hundreds of pounds of pyrotol, which he had secretly planted inside the school over the course of many months. This is a sick, sick guy. As rescuers started gathering school, Kehoe drove up, stopped, and detonated beside a shrapnel-filled vehicle, killing himself and the school superintendent, and killing and injuring several others. During the rescue efforts, he discovered an additional 500 pounds of unexploded dynamite and pyrotol planted throughout the school's south wing. So this guy was not joking around. I ask you this. In 1927, the worst school disaster in U.S. history, what do you think they blame this on? Was it violent films? Was it violent music? Was it violent video games? Was it the use of antidepressants? Was it teen internet use? Was it goth culture? Was it click society? Was it the decline of religion in the public educational system? Was it a bullying issue? And would gun control have a difference? The answer to every one of those is no. No, 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 1,000 times no. People are just whacked out. Now, for a variety of different reasons, and obviously they implement it in a variety of different ways, this guy lost his farm, so he said, I'm going to go kill second graders. That sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? There's a lot of dead people in that one. The school explosion could have been a lot worse, of course. 45 people dead, 58 injured in 1927. The idea that this thing only happens nowadays and that this thing only happens because of the different things that were brought up at Columbine could be brought up these days is silly. I'm not saying that these things may not play, that they may play a factor to some degree, but I think if you hear a song and it inspires you to go commit violence, or you hear a radio show and it inspires you to go commit violence, or you watch a movie that inspires you to do that, there's already something wrong with you. Because otherwise, you take a look at the box office totals of anything, of a movie, let's say Passion of the Christ. What did that make? Like $400 million domestically and like $1 billion planet-wide? Did that make 1 billion people decide to become Christian who weren't before? Or did only Christians go to see that? Take a look at that 300 we talked about. That had an incredible box office draw. I think $70 million the first weekend. And presumably at 10 bucks a pop, what is that? Like, I don't know, like 7 people? I'm just guessing here. Say 10 bucks a pop. 7 million people didn't cool after seeing that movie over the weekend and start gunning people down, or go to work and start gunning people down. There has to be a different factor involved in all this. And when they say video game music, well, take a look at a recording artist like Marilyn Manson. Whether you like him or you dislike him, the point is the guy's probably sold millions of albums. There's not been millions of Columbines. Plain and simple. It just goes on and on and on. But it is an important issue, and it's something that's going to be explored, obviously, quite frequently. Every time something like this happens, people are going to start talking about it. Why? Because they're curious people. And unfortunately, most people turn to the mainstream media for their answers. I think that the mainstream media doesn't nearly go far enough. They look for sensationalism, which is why they've blasted over the last week for their coverage of the Virginia Tech shootings. Because they have simply held out these as martyrs and, you know, telling their stories. And it's like, honestly, it's been like a 7-day, well, not 7-day, it's been like 5-day long, 24-hour day eulogies and funerals. I mean, it's tragic. That's what they're focusing on, is the deaths. And while nobody wants to forget the victims here, the point is that the news is supposed to report what's going on, not what happened a long time ago. You know what I mean? If it were still going on, that'd be one thing. If it were a hostage situation that lasted all week, I could understand the coverage. But the simple fact is that the whole thing took place over 2 hours. And yes, there are stories to report, but the media camped out at the Virginia Tech campus. They have monopolized all of the hotels and available resources for family members of students who go there, who were either injured or just traumatized by this. And families want to go be with their kids, and they can't because they have nowhere to stay, because the media is taking up all the hotel rooms. And again, time for a break here, folks, but bear with us. Back in 3, more news and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow American, we're living in this time of Earth history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New Order, and much more. So to be prepared, it is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise. Call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking in and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of them, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, it burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbal oils, books, and educational materials. Homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page cap and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, our website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Television shepherds and living room sheep. Isn't that what we all are these days? Whether your shepherds are televangelists or your shepherds are politicians or your shepherds are the media, you know, that's where we are. And it's interesting, too, because we talked about this quite extensively about the big shooting on Monday. We talked about it Monday night. And, you know, throughout the week, of course, periodically, and one of our great callers had mentioned something about, you know, why didn't people do something about this? There's one guy who apparently had a 9mm in one hand and a 22 pistol in the other. And that's what they said, all the stories that I've come across, that it was a pistol, not a rifle. But, you know, it's because we're in a culture where we observe. We don't interact. We just watch. We watch, we listen, we don't do anything. We're taters in this life. That's the biggest problem, I think. So anyway, back to our news segment. This is about sort of the aftermath. I guess this was like Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday that all these came out. From the AP, threats forced lockdowns and evacuations at universities and schools in 7 states on Tuesday, one day after Virginia Tech students' rampage killed 33 people. One threat in Louisiana directly mentioned the massacre in Virginia, while others were reported suspicious activity in Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, South Dakota, North Dakota, and Michigan. Fairly widespread, obviously. Louisiana parents picked up hundreds of students from Bogalusa's high school and middle school amid reports that a man had been arrested Tuesday morning for threatening a mass killing in a note that alluded to the murders at Virginia Tech. In Rapid City, South Dakota, schools were locked down after reports of a man with a gun in the parking lot. High school students were taken to nearby Rushmore Plaza Civic Center, where parents were allowed to pick up their children. In Austin, authorities evacuated buildings at St. Edward's University after a threatening note was found to officials. St. Edward's University spokeswoman Michelle Amador said the university's reaction was not influenced by Monday's attack at Virginia Tech. She said, quote, "No matter what day or when this would have happened, we will always take the necessary precautions to protect our students, our faculty, staff, the entire university community," end quote. Bravo, woman. Bravo. It's the right approach. That's the whole reason this thing at VT, you know, turned into such a nightmare is because of the just attempt to really not make a big spectacle out of it. And what ended up happening? An enormous spectacle. Story goes on. 7 North Dakota State University buildings were evacuated after a duffel bag was found at outside a bus shelter in the main part of the campus. In Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, police attributed a 30-minute lockdown at the exclusive Cranbrook Schools complex in response to jittery nerves following the Virginia slings. At the University of Texas at Chattanooga, officials ordered 3 campus administrative buildings evacuated for almost 2 hours Tuesday morning in response to a telephone bomb threat. The other at the University of Oklahoma had started with a report of a man spotted on campus carrying a suspicious object. The man ended up carrying an umbrella, not a weapon. He later identified himself to authorities. That's a suspicious object that man has. What is that? We need to hunt him down. Swarm, swarm. He had an umbrella. Jittery nerves? Yes, I'd say so. But there's a common theme with all of these events. Now, this is the guy from North Dakota State University. He said, quote, "We have to err on the side of safety," end quote. Here's the guy from the University of Tennessee. Quote, "We just chose to err on the side of caution today." Here's the guy from the University of Oklahoma. Quote, "We always want to err on the side of caution in a situation like this." Very interesting. Now, either they all sort of had the exact same ideas, or there were some talking points, perhaps, that went out in the aftermath of the whole thing. It's very possible they all came to the same conclusion. And I think that, you know, aside from the verbiage, I do think the philosophy is a good one. Oh, you should always err on the side of caution. You shouldn't panic. You shouldn't be afraid. But you should be careful. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a huge difference between fear-mongering and a huge difference between, hey, you know, there's a bomb, you know, assault and a bomb threat. Okay, let's evacuate. Big deal. Oh, we got to, oh, that's such a hassle. We got to evacuate all the kids and shut down the buildings. Oh, what a hassle. No, they just did it. So you got that Cranbrook School, exclusive Cranbrook School, which means, of course, that they're all a bunch of rich kids. They just had jittery nerves. They were locked down because of jittery nerves. Let's lock down the campus. Everybody's scared today. Silly. All right, and obviously, in the course of this past week, there have been a number of school-related incidents as far as shootings, threats, bombs, all that jazz. We'll talk about that. Most of it are the threats of, but we'll talk in detail when we come back. Stay with us back in 3 with more Frank Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and regular Republic Trading Group. Call today, 800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock the power of gold.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, it isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. I'm just sick tannin of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs. 2 months later, we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. The idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems, circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system could chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN for your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Kensler, the home of all your solar needs.
Hey, really quick, you got Davis is on hold. So I don't know if you want to bring him up. I mean, I don't. Okay, that's cool. I'm probably going to chime in here in a minute.
Gentlemen, friends and foes, you're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We're talking about all the craziness that went on this week, and we continue with this one. This one came out on the 18th. You can find this at WCBSTV.com. Boston police have arrested a Boston University student who allegedly threatened a woman he dated and claimed he would pull a Virginia textile massacre at her school. 20-year-old Andrew Rosenblum was arrested early Tuesday morning at his parents' home in Needham, Massachusetts, hours after he allegedly sent threatening instant messages to the unidentified 19-year-old woman. Boston police said she is a student at Wheelock College. According to a Boston police report, Rosenbaum wrote, quote, they call him Rosenblum, they call him Rosenbaum, so I don't know what his name is, but it's something like. But here's what he wrote. I'm going to expletive bring a gun to your school and kill you and another female student and everyone you love. It's going to be VT all over again. Seriously, I'm just that demented. And then he said, quote, killing people can change people's lives forever, and the best is in the end when I get to pull the trigger on myself, too, end quote. Wow. Okay. This is a sharp cookie, right? You'd say, this guy, what a loser. He's obviously a moron.
Hey, Frank, what is, oh, my God.
Listen, well, let me finish. There's one more line. Rosenblum, he's back to Rosenblum again. Obviously, CBS really, really thorough with their
they're
writing.
They're all checking up.
Rosenblum is enrolled at two classes at Boston University, according to the Boston Herald. He's also founder of a video game review show on an MTV website. So this is a guy who's 20 years old. He's got a show basically on MTV, and he flips out. Now, apparently, this girl had dated him. I think she went on three dates and then broke up with him. So, yes. So, obviously, you know, there's a female component in all this as well, I would say. I mean, doesn't it seem like it with all these stories?
Well, you know what it seems like to me is that really, honest and truly, men, we really look really bad right now. I mean,
yeah.
With the thing here at NASA, with the thing with this kid, and, okay, first off, okay, here's a clue. Every man, woman, whatever out there that's going to do some psychotic thing, here's something for you. Stop sending emails. Stop sending messages to people. Stop
what are you telling? Don't leave any evidence.
No. I'm just saying. Don't do that stuff because I mean, if you're crazy, don't send anybody messages. Go take yourself to a health facility, a mental hospital, and get help. Don't send psychotic messages to people and tell them this and that and scare everybody and scare their family. Go get help. Whatever happened to saying, "All right, I'm crazy. I need to go to a mental hospital and getting help." I mean, whatever happened to do that instead of
No.
Wait a second. I want to be arrested. I want my name to be in the news. So if I do get out of the situation, out of the mental hospital, and I actually am a better person, now I've just screwed my life up because no one's going to want to hire me. And this guy, I mean, he could have had a career with MTV. I mean, he could have gone into bigger, better things. Well, now the thing he's going to be remembered for is being some psycho who sent his girlfriend, his name is his girlfriend, that's someone he hated, psychotic messages. So, I mean, what did that accomplish besides him going to jail? What did that accomplish?
Well, it doesn't accomplish anything. And obviously the same sort of scenario happened with the Virginia Tech shooter. You know, he had harassed two girls, and both of them had reported him to the police. The police had showed up and spoken with him twice about those incidents and then once about another incident. They suspected him for the bomb threats. And he was still walking around doing some of this. So, you know, you've got these sort of rejected you know, guys who maybe have not been on a whole lot of dates. And I don't know if that has something to do with it or not, but, you know, there's certainly a connection between that story and Virginia Tech story, aside from the fact that it's mentioned. But, you know, it's preposterous.
But I mean, it's nice.
Look, hey, you know what? And there are...
Whatever happened to just being crazy? I know,
but I'm saying I'm not saying that this whole thing. I'm not justifying it by any. But what you're saying here is what happened to just taking some responsibility and turning yourself in. Well, I understand that, but the problem is that, you know, do mental institutions actually help?
Well, some do. Some do.
Maybe.
Okay. I mean, now we all have read stories, and Lord knows most people in this network have probably read stories.
I've never been in a mental institution.
No.
Are you sort of like, well, my name's Thomas, and it's not about me, but I have a friend.
No.
Crazy.
But I'm just saying, most of the people have read about in mental institutions that were just horrible, basically hell on earth places.
Sure.
But also read of places on the internet, places where they weren't actually that bad. They actually helped people. I mean, yeah, okay. You got your Britney Spears type of places who just let people pretty much do what they want because they have money. But then there are your other places that they actually help people. And I think it's another problem in our country is the mental health. It can be so many psychotic people. Maybe if the government, instead of worrying about going over and bombing innocent people, if they worried about the mental health of the people in our country. I mean, if this, if Chow had maybe gotten the proper mental health that he needed, maybe he wouldn't have gone on a shooting spree. Maybe he'd have, maybe he'd have just wrote a bunch of letters and been done.
Well, there were plenty of warning signs and people should have intervened, and some did attempt to do so. But
one of the teachers in the facility was in his English class. If you don't get him out of here, I quit.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, if that doesn't tell the school that there's a problem, then I don't know what does. I mean, if you're threatening to, I mean, someone, and come wrong, Frank, but when you get tenure to college, it's not an easy get.
Right.
So I don't, she, he, whoever was willing to let their career pretty much go into the toilet to get away from this guy. Mm. So shouldn't that have the university that, hey, maybe this guy
one
is
would
not,
think.
Not all those are firing.
One would think. Oh, you're right about that. I'll hear this one from April 18th, AP. Seven buildings at the University of Minnesota's Minneapolis campus were evacuated Wednesday due to a bomb threat. A news release from the university said early Wednesday afternoon a professor in Smith Hall found a note that included a bomb threat against several campus buildings. On Tuesday, campus threats forced lockdowns and evacuations at UNC high schools and middle schools in at least 10 states. The day after, several threats mentioned the Virginia Tech massacre. Maybe because of all the news coverage. I don't know. 18th also, AP. Rumors of violence today for lockdown at Newcastle School in Indiana, where some students planned a quote-unquote day of action to support gay rights. Nationally, students from more than 4,000 schools have registered for the Day of Silence, according to Daryl Presgraves, a spokesman for the Gay, Lesbian, and Education Network. Many plan to take a vow of silence for most of the day, but Presgraves said the network wants participants to work with schools to avoid interfering with the education process. So this is basically people wanting gay rights, and somebody to bomb their little parade or their gathering. I don't know. John Newby, Newcastle School Superintendent, said participating students will be able to exercise their First Amendment rights, but the event is not school-sponsored. Here's an interesting one. This one came out today. You can find this at CBS2Chicago.com. A fight at an Indiana high school turned into a medieval attack when a freshman girl hit another girl and tried to hit a student with an uncommon weapon. Erie police say the girl still has not said how she got the medieval weapon, which weighs about 6 pounds. The freshman who's been charged with battery told police she brought the weapon to school because she was tired of being picked on. Said Shanique Ballard, the target of the attack, quote, she was aiming for my face, end quote. Ballard said she bumped into one of the freshman's friends in the hallway at Lew Wallace High School. An argument started. Ballard said that's when the young pulled out a flail, a sharp, spiked metal ball attached to a handle by a chain or a short stick, and started swinging away. Said Detective Sergeant Darlene Bertenstein, quote, it's heavy, it's metal, it's sharp. I took the weapon to the detention center for the judge to see, quote. Well, very good. Very accurate assessment there by the highly qualified Detective Sergeant.
So they're going to dub that the 300 story?
Yes, that's right. It was 300. You're right. It's a medieval weapon. So,
that's
yes.
Right. Didn't they use that in 300, too, didn't they?
No.
Oh, I thought, okay, all right.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, okay. I went.
Obviously, no retention skills at all.
No,
they used spears and swords.
Well, no, they did have some kind of, I think it's a morning star, they call it, I think. It was kind of attached to something, and he was whapping the, I don't know. I remember
there was no ball and chain, though, right?
No, it wasn't a ball and chain.
Well, that's what this was.
That's like, okay, then that's like from that's medieval, definitely. It's
Braveheart.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
the movie I was thinking about. All right, sorry.
Said Lieutenant Samuel Robert to the Gary Police Department, quote, that type of weapon would surprise anyone. It's not typical the kind of weapon you see at a school. In a statement, the school superintendent said the teen entered Lew Wallace using an unauthorized side door to avoid the main entrance where metal detectors and cameras are located. The statement does not lie. A security officer is not stationed at that door. Oops. So they have an unauthorized side door with no metal detectors, no cameras, and no security officers. The superintendent also said a teacher was never attacked. She just tried to intervene, highlighting the glaringly incorrect reporting skills of CBS there in Chicago. Is that Chicago? Yeah, it was in Chicago. So, or yes. That's where the website was from. So they say she attacked the student and then that swung at a teacher. Apparently that didn't even happen. So, you know, go figure. That's just their accurate reporting. No surprise there. Now, there's two that I think here are very interesting. They don't fall into the category of craziness or of attacks or anything like that. They fall into the category of perhaps overreaction. Okay. This one today from the Palm Beach Post. A Spanish River high school will not be returning to school this year after making negative comments to direct classmates on Tuesday, said school officials. Superintendent Art Johnson said the school's principal told him that the student pointed to classmates in a photo and made remarks like, quote, I like this one, and quote, I like this one. Did you hear that? This student said he didn't like someone. He pointed them out in a picture, said he didn't like them. Let's have him suspended or expelled, as is the case in this story. The remarks prompt police investigation and an agreement between the school and the student's family for the student not to return to campus, said Johnson. It is not clear what such comments triggered a police investigation or prompted Principal Constance Tumann-Rugg to send an audio voice message about the incident to the homes of Spanish River's 2,124 students. Tumann-Rugg did not return repeated calls on Thursday, of course, because she looks like an idiot. Earlier in the day, district officials said the 18-year-old senior had not made not just negative but threatening remarks against classmates, but they would not specify the nature of the threats or to whom they were directed. So they specifically say that the student pointed at pictures and made remarks like, I like this person or I don't like this person, but they won't say what the threats were? Why not? The threats would justify this reaction on the part of the school and the school board, but they're not mentioning what these threatening remarks were, indicating, in my opinion, that this is a complete debacle, and they're just trying to keep it all under wraps. Anyway, a voice message to parents of Spanish River High students on Wednesday also said the police had searched for a list, weapons, or symbols during their invasion, suggesting a serious threat was made, or suggest they were just thorough. But again, the Palm Beach Post sees it otherwise. A voice message, Principal Tumann-Rugg acknowledged security concerns following the mass shooting at Virginia Tech University and today's anniversary of the Columbine High School attack. Although Johnson later Thursday downplayed the students' comments and denied there were any threats, the principal promised additional officers at school today. Even though they basically expelled this kid for saying they liked people or didn't like people, God forbid that students should have friends, and sent, of course, an automated message to 2,000-plus households, talking about stuff, have statements to the media, kick them out of school, and say, you know, oh, yeah, they made all these threats. What? Well, no, there weren't really any threats, but, you know, it's just one of those things. They said they didn't like somebody, so we're fearful that this could really escalate. Craziness.
Isn't that kind of creating mass hysteria? Isn't that
yes,
what basically
it is.
She did?
That's what fears.
I mean, why? And here's the thing I don't understand. Okay, the kid said he didn't like somebody. He did somebody. Okay, what if he was talking about a yearbook and it had girls in it? Said he liked and he didn't like.
It could be anything.
I mean,
that's probably what it was.
Well, this is the problem now that this whole thing at Virginia has brought. Now, anybody who says they don't like somebody or they don't get along with this person, and now everyone's going to get scared. Everyone's going to bring. Yep. So now everyone, of course, is going to overreact.
You're
everything.
Right. It's just like the Don Imus thing. It's like we're just super sensitive, bunch of pansies this day and age. You know, back when I went to school, kids used to duke it out on a regular basis with their fists. We didn't bring knives and we didn't bring guns to school. We just had, and that was the end of it. Usually ended up being best friends with that person.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, okay, and out there, you know, it was different to where nobody really got into it unless it was like gangs getting into it because kids realized at that point we were new kids that were shooting each other and everything else. So we felt that it wasn't an issue. I mean, why are you going to argue with somebody and then shoot the other person and end up, you know, and then both you end up dead or one of you end up dead? Stupidity.
Yes.
And now these schools and the media now has said, hey, look, kids, if you want to get famous, here's what you do. And that's sick and disturbing because that's what they've done. And now what's going to happen is you're going to have a bunch of kids copycatting and doing all this. Now, this whole week we've had violence.
Yeah.
For what? Because news media wanted to talk about what a horrible, horrible thing happened.
And they spent nonstop on it. So, I mean, it's just...
It's ridiculous.
It's like after they showed the Saddam hangings, like three little kids hop.
Yeah,
cool.
I mean, it's sick.
I want to be like the dead leader of Iraq. This will be fun. Who does that? And what kind of parenting is going on in households? Well, let me finish the story. Hold on. Officials' refusal to release details of the incident prompted rumors and frustrated parents who suspect the school is trying to cover up a serious problem. This doesn't sound like they're trying to cover up a serious problem. It sounds like they're trying to cover up a overreaction. But that's just my assessment. In St. Augustine on Thursday, a 14-year-old high school student was arrested for making email threats that he would top the Virginia Tech massacre by killing 100 people. Officials found nothing in his home that he could use for an attack. Still, he was charged with a second-degree felony for the threat. Now, that sounds like a proper reaction. But maybe that's just me. Now, listen to this one. Here's another one that I think is an overreaction. From the AP, April 18th. A University of Colorado student was hit after making comments that classmates deemed sympathetic towards the gunman blamed for killing 32 students and himself at Virginia Tech, said authorities. So they felt he was being sympathetic to the gunman, and he was arrested for that. Now, I'm not saying he should maybe go to some counseling. I'm not saying maybe the university maybe say, hey, look, we're going to suspend you until you go get some treatment or something like that, or even expulsion, which might be a little excessive. But at the same time, arrested for this? During a class on Monday's massacre at Virginia Tech, the student, quote, made comments about understanding how someone could kill 32 people, end quote, University Police Commander Brad Wisely said. Several witnesses told investigators the student said he was, quote, angry about all kinds of things, from the fluorescent light bulbs to the unpainted walls, and it made him angry enough to kill people, end quote. According to a police report, witnesses said. Witnesses also, quote, said they were afraid of him and afraid to come to class with him, end quote. So again, that's mostly overreaction on the part of the fellow students, I think. He said, we're afraid to come to class with this guy angry about the fluorescent light bulbs. Well, if somebody's angry about fluorescent light bulbs, then, they're going to be angry a lot because they'd be everywhere. Several witnesses, the student identified by police as Max Carson of Denver, arrested Tuesday on suspicion of interfering with staff, faculty, or students of an education institute. He had a court appearance set for Wednesday afternoon. He was arrested on suspicion of interfering with staff, faculty, or students. How is that interfering with staff, faculty, or students? I don't see it. Anyway, arrested for, communication, which is really the whole thing that could have stopped the Virginia Tech situation. Stay with us back in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books, several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secrets societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared, what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you a lot healthy. We provide outstanding products like EAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Wait any longer. Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alter and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact gold is and always has been the only insurance to the erosion of your wealth.
So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-697-8898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Ben help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republicgroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Will, and tail end of hour number one already. This hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to a multitude of recreational activities as only the natural state can offer you. Howard Creek Resort, therefore, the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year. So regardless of the weather, folks, they're open. You can visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And we certainly ask you to appreciate, support, and do what you can for our sponsors because they keep the show going, keep the network going as well. So we're talking about this story about this Max Carson. He's a student at the University of Colorado. They were having a discussion group about all this stuff, and the student basically said that he understands how somebody could kill 32 people and that light bulbs make him angry. And the student said, I can't be, this guy's is scary. So he was arrested and charged with interfering, suspicion of interfering with staff, faculty, or students of an educational institution. His court appearance was set for Wednesday. I don't know what ended up happening. His father, Michael Carson, told the Cameron News that the comments may have been misinterpreted and questioned whether his son's free speech rights had been violated. He said, quote, I would have hoped that state officials would know the First Amendment better than they seem to, end quote. Bravo. I think that's an excellent point. This to me, sounds like overreaction. Again, they're not telling him to get counseling, which maybe they should do. I think that's valid. But at the same time, to just go ahead and have him arrested simply because a bunch of whiny students are worried about it, I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. This is dialogue, folks. Dialogue is healing. Talking is good. What's the one thing we heard about the Virginia Tech shooter all throughout the whole week is that he didn't have a lot of friends. He didn't talk to a lot of people. He didn't look his roommate in the eye. He didn't speak hardly at all in his classes. So here's a guy, they say, what do you think about it? And he says, well, here's what I think. He's expressing how he feels. And he gets arrested for it. Is that part of the solution, or is this going to be part of the problem? It says that Oregon's Lewis and Clark College, another student, was detained by campus police Wednesday shortly before a vigil before the Virginia Tech victims when he was spotted wearing an ammunition belt. Portland police later determined it was a, quote, fed accessory made of spent ammunition, and it said the man did not have a weapon. The belt, however, was confiscated. Now, this would be the belts that you might see, I don't know, certainly around Halloween and whatnot, that looks like bullets that are strung together like a, you know, bandolier of bullets, I guess. Anyway, it's a fashion belt. So the guy shows up wearing that to the that's for a student vigil. That seems kind of silly myself. That's my thoughts. But anyway, when we come back here after this break, we will take your calls. This is just another exploitation. You know, because I the television on in the studio, they're still talking about it. Still talking about it every night. Anderson got this to say. Larry King has this to say. Shepard Smith has this to say. Bill O'Reilly has this to say. It just goes on and on. There's an issue here with the media, and they're not the only ones to exploit this either. Our next news segment is going to look at the political side of this a little bit, as well as some more backstory on sort of what happened. But there's a lot of political talk going on with this. We'll also take a couple calls if you guys are interested when we come back here. 800-313-943. Stay with us. Just a short break here, about 90 seconds, then we return.